7, cheres, a pot shard. How much, what's the minimum amount that you can carry out and to be liable, sin offering if you do it unintentionally? Enough to put between one slat of wood and another. Meaning when they were stacking up pieces of wood and there were spaces, there were gaps, what they would do is they'd put pot shards in between so that the weight of the wood wouldn't cause it to deform and fill into the space. Rabbi Yehuda, that's according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Omer, he says, "Kedai lachtos bo esaur, enough to take out the fire, meaning enough to pick up coals with it and move the coals around, which was a much bigger measurement than Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi Omer, he says, "Kedai lekabel bo revis, he says, enough to hold a revis of liquid, 86 mils of liquid. That is Rabbi Yosi. I'm a Rabbi Meir, says Rabbi Meir, Afal Pisha and Raila Dava Zechila Dava, he says, even though I have no proof for this matter from the Torah, I have a hint from the Torah, from the following verse in Yeshai, which says, V'lo yematza b'michtasoy cheres lachtos esh miyakud. He says, from the verse that says, it will not be found among the pieces a shard to take fire from the hearth. So there you see that the shard, it's a scoop for fire from the earth. Amalei Rabbi Yosi says to him, Rabbi Yosi Misham Raya, you call that a proof. The end of the verse says, V'lach sof mayim migeva, or to take water out of the cistern. So you see from there, it's a proof for the water. Mm. So they both have proofs, one against the other. Brings the Injat the Kati, that the locha follows Rabbi Yosi, which is enough to hold, enough to take out the fire.